truck. Come on, Christian.
Station.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
I need y'all to do me one favor right now. If you know that you're walking in your blessing, I want you to get up right now and make some noise in this building here. I can't hear you. Aren't you glad about it tonight? If you're glad about it, put your hands together just like this for me.
Oh, your blessing is on the way. Whatever you need, my son.
magicians. We just put magic into our music.
Yeah. the devil know tonight that God is alive.
Today, for this gift of breath and life, we give you thanks. For this church, this community gathered here to worship, we give you thanks. For your creation, changing seasons, falling leaves, we give you thanks. For your mercy, for your forgiveness, for your love, we give you thanks. In our weakness, we thank you, for your power is made evident. In our failures, we thank you, for your grace is sufficient. Even in the trials, through the struggles and pain, as you form us into who you want us to be, turning our mess into your message. Today and every day, we give you thanks.
For those of you who have problems in your life, trials and tribulations, come to let you know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Keep your head up, and whatever you do, always remember, everything will be all right in the morning. Listen.
I've seen the road you're on, and I know it caused so much pain, striving can't escape the rain, raindrops of broken hearts and people doing wrong. Wait a minute, don't you give up, there's an answer for you. I couldn't get no rest, but listen, but in Jesus, I found comfort and love. I also found me a resting place. Whoever you are out there, depend on Jesus right now. He's gonna bring you through for the next tears are pouring from your face.
Catching the wave with a brand new vibe in Quartet Music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Let me see whether y'all remember this one. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through, yeah, oh yeah, while traveling this lonesome road.
It's not so easy.
No, 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 it ain't no. I have to sail across in this old life if I want my crown. Let me tell you all this. There's a few folks to travel, a few more miles to climb, yeah, before I hear the Lord say welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me
welcome home.
One more thing I want to leave with you. Sometimes while on this journey get discouraged. How many of y'all get discouraged sometimes? When every road I try to choose seems like disappointment leads me there. Yes, it do now. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'ma ride about again. And if I want some joy in this whole life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I want to leave with you. A few more burdens to bear. There's a few more tears to shed down here before I hear the Lord say welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me
welcome home.
I don't have to fear no more, no more. Guitar player, can you play me that old quartet? That's old, lady. The song says, what a time. It will be when my Savior's face, one day I'm gonna see. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna sing tonight, y'all. Come here. I found me a dance partner. He ain't much taller than me. Come on. I want you to go somewhere with me in your music mind. And think about when we get there. When we cross over. There'll be no more heartache. No more pain. Somebody say, I got a mother going on. Got a father going on. That's okay. But most of all, somebody said most of all. Most of all, I want to see King Jesus, y'all. Listen.
What a time.
What a time.
It will be.
It will be.
When.
When my Savior.
Y'all better not get loud.
What a time,
what a time,
it will be,
it will be, when my Savior,
this is what the Joy Boys gonna do, y'all,
we're gonna
sing,
shout, bless his name.
Come on, clap your hands and go with me just a little while.
When his face I'll see, gonna shout troubles over, y'all. I know it will be. When
we'll
shout,
let me tell you something. I can imagine in my mind he's gonna come down from heaven on high. Then we're going home, y'all, to be with him on high. What I like about it, it'll be always high. Never, 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 never goodbye. We'll shout, bless his name. Good God Almighty, what a time. This is the second verse right here. Then he's gonna separate the right from the wrong. All of his children, we're going home. What I like about you, we're gonna shake glad hands, gonna join the Christian band, and we'll see all of our loved ones in a brand new land. We'll shout, bless his name.
With the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online
24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
I'd like to take out a little time, please. Let everybody know how good the Lord has been to me. Oh, good God. My heart is healed.
DJ that keeps the hits coming.
You will see the goodness of the Lord. You will see the goodness. You will see the goodness of the Lord while you live. You waited patiently and wondered when will it be. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And you will see the goodness.
Make a declaration in this room.
You will see the goodness of the Lord
while you live. Donnie McClurkin.
You cried and you prayed.
You cried and you
prayed. My God.
And it seems as if it wasn't enough. Oh my.
He's always there.
He's always right there.
Right there?
Right there to rescue you.
And you will see the goodness.
And you will see the goodness of
just lift your hands for a moment. We're almost done.
In this old life of mine, I've had so many ups and downs. I know someday it will be over. I'm going home, yes, right, yes, my crown.
Hard in the paint, we go 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 hard in the paint, we
came here to laugh at somebody, you can go ahead and laugh at me. Cause while you're steady laughing, I'm dancing off shackles and being set free. See, I may look like money, but you don't know what I've been through. And I'm still going through some of it, so dancing is something that I gotta do. Broken-hearted man grabbed my hand and he made me whole. Yeah. See, Jesus was the only one who saved my soul. Yeah. And Jesus was the only one that made me whole. So I'm no worse
bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
Gonna be with you always, but when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
This DJ mixing the beat. Five, four, three, two, one. We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sound.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know. We're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darren.
Okay, Lil Darren.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Thank you for calling church. This is Chris.
Yeah, who's y'all pastor?
Who is our winner?
Who's y'all pastor?
This is Chester Chicken.
This ain't the church?
No.
What's your name, baby?
Huh?
What church is this?
This is Church's Chicken. This is a restaurant, man.
Oh, y'all don't have prayer service?
No, this is Church's Chicken, a restaurant, man. You have the wrong churches.
Oh, well, what time is y'all service?
Man, this is not church. This is Church's Chicken.
Well, it say church?
Yeah, church? It's Church's Chicken.
Well, don't the chicken belong to the church?
No, ma'am.
Well, what time y'all open?
What time we open? We open at 10:30.
So y'all start like at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, we start serving chicken at 10:30, ma'am.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Yeah, this is not a church.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Chris.
Well, have you been born again?
Huh?
Let me pray for you, bow your head. Lord, help Chris, Lord. And go down and fry the chicken in your name, Lord, with mashed potatoes and okra and corn and all that stuff they be serving, and that they get 10% out of you, amen. Well, we'll be up there, me and all my members, here. Yeah?
Okay.
Praise God.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
All with real question.
And the word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
You encourage my soul.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
And mercy will follow me. I'm diseased for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I cannot hold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace that I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I cannot hold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy. I found a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I can't find. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I can't find.
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
Said it's all at the wheel in the middle of the week. John talked about it in the book of the seven seals. Some call him the Rose of Sharon, others call him the Prince of Peace. But tell me,
and a father, bridge over troubled water. Hey,
know prayer will make it. It will change things. All you have to do, just ask anything. Live by His command. I know prayer will, yes it will, change things. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It will change things. Yes, it will. I know prayer will. Yes, it will. It will change things. All you have to do, just ask anything. I know prayer will, it will change things. Hallelujah. Let me say it, boy. Prayer will, hallelujah, it will change things. Can I get a witness?
Oh, Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you, yes, for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because, yes, He is the same God today that He was on yesterday. He's the same God today that He will be forevermore. I thank God that He never, ever changes. He's the holy God, the righteous God, the God that gives us love, the God that knows everything that we need. And I tell God thank you. I tell God thank you because one thing that I know, we can go to Him anytime, day or night, and He will answer our prayers. I know that it might be a million there, 2 million over there, but I thank God He is the God that hears each and every one of our prayers. He is the God that has the ability and has the power to answer our prayers. He don't get you mixed up with me. He don't get me mixed up with nobody else, but He knows each and every one of us, and He knows all things. And I tell God thank you because as we live the Word of God, and He is faithful, He is a God that will not lie. He will do what His Word say to do. Father God, we thank you for this day. I thank you for being able to come to you one more time. Father God, I thank you for all that you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being our healer. I thank you for being the miracle worker. Father God, I thank you for being the God that delivers us from all sins in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you that the death angel didn't come and require my soul, God. Father God, I thank you that my family is still together in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, those that have lost loved ones, God, I ask that you strengthen them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, continue to cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you heal on this day, God. Continue to work your miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive us for all of our sins, God, whether known or unknown, God. I ask you to forgive in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you touch right now, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that you strengthen with your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, I speak your healing power in the the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch in the hospitals now, God. Touch in the name of Jesus. Move, God, according to your will and your way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, thank you for being the God that leads and guides. I tell you, thank you for sending your son Jesus to go on the cross for us, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Oh, Father God, I thank you that intercedes and groans on our behalf, God. Oh, Father God, thank you for being the God that knows all things. Father God, I tell you, thank you for just being the merciful God. I thank you for your grace, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask you to touch our families, God. Oh, Father God, those that need to be delivered, I ask you to deliver, God. Those that are serving you, God, I ask you to draw them nigh unto you even the more, God. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask you to pour out your gifts, God, and to your men and women of God, that you get all of the glory, God. Father God, I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you just for being God. Father God, I thank you for being the forgiving God. Father God, I thank you for being the God that go ahead of us, God, ordering our steps, and I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I lift all of your pastors up to you, God, that is doing your will, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, your fivefold ministry, God, continue to strengthen in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, continue to strengthen right now, God. Spiritual strength, physical strength, God, you strengthen according to your will and your way, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify you just for being God. Father God, anything I fail in asking, please don't fail to deliver, God. Oh, Father God, you know what we stand in the need of, and I ask you to deliver according to your will and your way, God. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for another new day that he has allowed me to see. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I tell God, thank you. And I tell God, thank you for all that he is doing in our lives as we look at the word of God to see and believe and to trust. And as we read that word, our faith should grow because, see, he is not a God that he will lie. And I tell God, thank you. When nobody else is available, guess what? We can call on his name. If it be his will, he will come to our rescue. And I tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and worship with us and join us as we give God glory. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study from 7 to 8 o'clock p.m. But on the third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study. On third Tuesdays, we come together for noonday prayer, and I thank God for the opportunity to come together and go to him in prayer and to see him move. And I tell God, thank you. And even though we don't have Bible study on the third Tuesday night, I encourage you to go into the word wherever you are. Because, see, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning. And I thank God for the word. And on first and third Tuesdays, we invite you to join us as our guest pastor, Pastor Micah Austin, the pastor of Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, has come on board to worship and to do what God have called him to do. I thank God for the powerful word that we received on this past Tuesday. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock and on Thursdays from 1 to 1:30. And I thank God for his coming on the 1st and 3rd. But yours truly is here on the 2nd and 4th. And we thank God for all that he is doing. And on this 5th Sunday, our sister churches will be coming together for our Friends and Family Day. And we will be going to True Way Apostolic Ministries in Apex, North Carolina. We invite you to come and go with us. That God gets all of the glory. In this address of the church is 323 Justice Heights Street, and that's in Apex, North Carolina. We invite you to come out and be with us, that God gets all of the glory as we worship him as family and as friends. I tell God thank you, and just want to share also that one of our evangelists, Evangelist Kathy Crudupath, penned her second book called Overcomer by Your Testimony. And we invite you to order her book. She said it's available at Amazon. We tell God thank you for all things. And as we support our community and the people that are doing a work for God, I tell God thank you. We have another minister that has penned a book, and that's Minister Margaret M. Watkins. And the book is called My Moments with God. And I tell God thank you for all that he is doing. As you have gifts, use those gifts that God has poured into you, that he gets all of the glory. We thank God for you. If you are out there and you have penned a book and you would like to come and we discuss that book, give me a call. Because, see, I want God to use his people, that he gets all of the glory. As we come back on today, we're going to finish talking about what it means to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Our target verse is James 1, verse 22. It said, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. As we look at the word doer, that's a verb. It's telling us that we have to put that word in action. If we don't put it in action and we just listen to the word, we are deceiving ourselves. But as we read that word and we apply that word to our lives and we believe God's word, we can't just hear it. We got to believe it. We got to put it in action. And as we do what the word of God says, we are being obedient to his word. As we go through the scriptures, you're going to see that there are many scriptures that tell us to be a doer of the word. And as we do the word of God, as I've already said, you're being obedient to him. If we just go to the house of God on Sunday and listen to the word on Sunday, but we don't put that word in action. The word of God tells us, for I who have called you is holy. Be ye holy as he is. And as he is holy, we can't be sinners and he be holy and say that we belong to him. As we turn from our wicked ways and turn unto God, and we deny ourselves, and God becomes first in our life, and we don't put nothing or nobody else before him, we are a doer of the word. And I tell God thank you. As we look at James chapter 1, I want to look at verse 19. It says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. And I know you might say, well, he told us to be swift to hear. And yeah, we got to listen to the word of God. Yes, we got to get an understanding. But what we got to do to be obedient to God is to be a doer of the word. I tell God, thank you. When we are a doer of the word, we're going to walk in righteousness and holiness. I tell God, thank you. When we are doers of the word and not just hearers only, you're going to find that you become a new creature in Christ. You're going to find that you apply that word to your life. You're going to find that as a doer of the word, you will be obedient to God in everything that you do. As we are obedient to the word of God, we're going to listen, yes, but we're going to do what he say to do. James 1, verse 22 tells us, but be ye doers of the word. And I often tell people, it's not in the word, but as we read the word, we still have to be doers of the word. We can read it every day, but we have to put the word of God in action in our lives. I tell God, thank you, because when we become doers of the word and not just hearers only, as a doer of the word, we listen, we know the word, and we obey the word. As a listener, you're going to find that you listen to the word, but you don't be a doer of the word. And I tell God, thank you. And there are those that are hearers of the word, and they know God's word, but they don't live the word. The word of God is word that we have to live every day in our life. And I tell God, thank you. As we look at Matthew, the 7th chapter, I tell God, thank you for the word of God. Because, see, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning. We look at Matthew 21. It said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. We got to be a doer. We got to be obedient. We got to live the word. As we live the word of God, it helps our faith to grow. Not only can we do the word, we got to be a believer of the word of God. As we are a believer of the word, we're going to be obedient and do what God's words say to do. The word of God tells us, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. I tell God, thank you, that as we live the word of God, just as the scripture gives right here, Jesus spoke this, that the wise man which built his house upon the rock, and when we apply that word to our lives, when we live that word, trials and tests are going to come. He said winds is going to come and rain is going to come. But as the trials and the tests come, because we are doers of the word, We won't fall down. We won't turn back and go into sin. I tell God, thank you, because the word of God is that solid foundation. And as we stand on the word of God and we are doers of the word, when Satan come at us, see God, I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, we won't fall down. We can stand on his word. We won't collapse. We'll stand. If don't nobody else stand, we will stand on the word of God. We're going to have gifts, but we still got to be doers of the word. The word let us know that there were those that will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name have done many wonderful works. I tell God, thank you, but you got to be a doer of the word of God. And I tell God, thank you. You got to stand on a solid rock. And Jesus said himself, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. There are those that have gifts. Yeah, they can prophesy. They can call out demons, but still, as the word of God say, we must be a doer of the word of God. If we look at verse 26, it says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. If we just hear God's word, if we just read it, and as I said, it don't say anything about read, but we got to be a doer of the word. We can't just be a hearer. As we do the word of God, we'll be able to stand because that word is on coming from a solid foundation, from God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus talked about the one that heareth his words and doeth them not. Said they shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon sand. There is a difference between sand and a rock. That sand, when rain comes, it will spread. It will drift away. But when your house is built on a solid rock and the wind comes and the rains come, you're going to be able to stand. I tell God, thank you, because when you're just a hearer and not a doer of the word, you're not being obedient to the word. And the word of God let us know, and rain descended. Trials and tests is going to come. Satan is going to come at you like never before. And when he come at you, you're not going to be able to stand. You're going to fall and turn back to your old ways. Have you ever been in a situation where you won't pay attention unto God, and Satan came at you and it touched the flesh? In the name of Jesus. And when it touched your flesh, you saw that you begin to speak things that were not holy. You begin to have thoughts that were not holy. It was because you weren't built on that solid foundation. And I know that we walk in flesh, but when we are doers of the word, the Holy Ghost will lead and guide us. And I tell God, thank you. We're going to be able to stand. We'll be able to rebuke Satan and all that he is doing. As we are doers of the word of God, you're going to find that you can stand and you can come against Satan. You have to war against him. When we are doers of the word, if God tells you to just turn and walk away, you're going to turn and walk away. When you are obedient to the word of God, it does not make you small. It makes you big in God. I tell God thank you. As we look at verse 23 in James 1, it said, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man holding his natural face in a glass. I tell God thank you. It said, if you are just a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looketh at his face in the mirror. I tell God thank you because, see, have you ever looked at yourself and you know that you put on this and this and this and this? And yeah, I wear lipstick. And if when you walk away, you forget about what you put on your face. You forgot that you did your hair one way. Same way with the word of God. If you're just a hearer of the word and you are not a doer of the word, you look, it's like you're looking at yourself. When you walk away from that mirror, you forget what you saw in the mirror. And I tell God thank you. As we look at the word of God, when you are a doer of the word, you're going to be obedient unto God. You're going to listen to the word of God. And you're going to do that word. Number one, you're going to give it unto yourself. You're not going to try to take it and put it on everybody else. But I tell God thank you that when you are a doer of the word, you are more than a listener. The listener of the word is one who looks at himself, but then you walk away and forget. You ever read God's word and not be a doer of it? And when you need to give yourself some word, you can't think of any word to give yourself. When you give yourself the word and you're doers of it, when trials and tests come, you can speak that word to yourself and do what the word say do. As you are a doer of the word, you have faith in God. You are a believer. But if you are just a listener, you don't have real faith. If you're just a listener, the word enters your ear. But the power that comes with the word don't penetrate your heart. When you are a doer of the word, that word comes into your heart. There's a scripture that says, thy word I will hide in my heart. Because men and women of God, there's going to be days that you have to speak it to yourself when Satan comes at you. When Satan comes, he comes with full force. But you got to be a doer where you can come back and give him God's word. When you are a doer of the word, you apply that word to yourself. When you are a doer of the word and you live the word of God, you're going to find that you won't take down. When you are a doer of the word, you're going to find that you have liberty in God's word. What am I talking about when I say liberty? When you have liberty, you are free from sin. When you have liberty, I tell God, thank you. You've been set free. And Christ is the only one that you will serve. As you serve him with your whole heart. You serve him with your mind as well. And I tell God, thank you. When you have been set free and you have the liberty of God's word, I tell God, thank you. If we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, the word of God said, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we have the Spirit of the Lord, we are free from sin. Not only do we have God the Father, God the Son, but the Holy Ghost is there also. And when we are free from sin, that lets me know that we are doers of the Word of God. I tell God thank you. It said, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's John 8, verse 31, verse 32. I tell God thank you for the word of God, because as his word makes us free, and we are doers. Got to be a doer to have liberty and be free. And Jesus let us know that if we do the word of his Father, you will be his disciple. And you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that means that you have liberty. You are free from sin. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. Verse 36 in John 8 say, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I tell God thank you, because if you're still walking in sin, you are a slave to sin, and you are not walking in liberty, and you're not free. When you are enslaved to sin, you are enslaved to Satan. You don't belong to God. But when you walk in the word, if you continue in his word, and Jesus spoke it, he said, then ye are my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth makes you free. But if you're not a doer of the word, you are enslaved to sin. I tell God thank you that when you turn from our wicked ways and we turn unto him, we became free from sin. We became new creatures in him. Listen to this. It's enslaved to sin and Satan. He must live according to the lust of the flesh and the desires of Satan. You ain't living for God. You're not doing the will of God. But when you are enslaved to sin, you are enslaved to Satan. And as a true believer, if you are a true believer, you're going to find that you have the salvation of Christ in your life. You have his grace. You have the Holy Ghost of God. I tell God, thank you. As you serve God, you have been made free from the power of sin. And when you sin, you're going to find that it convicts you, and you will repent and ask God to forgive you. I tell God, thank you. When you are a doer of the word, you are obedient to the word of God. You do what the word of God say to do, not just on Sunday, not just on Bible study night, but every day. As you are a doer of the word, you're going to find that you have an active prayer life. You're going to find that you have that time to meditate. As you are a doer of the word, you're going to find that you give the word and encourage somebody else. As a doer of the word, you're going to find that you have the heart of God. As you are a doer of the word, you find that you will be obedient to him in every area of your life. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, because to have eternal life, we must be doers of the word. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, until we come back together again. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how. If you don't have
I am still here. God of mercy, your hand of grace touched my life. I'm forever changed. Life was so empty until you came in. When I was weak, you showed me a strength. I...
The People's Station.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
Gonna be with you always, but when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Don't
got another verse. Let me ask a throne of mercy. Believe.
I love your name, Jesus.